Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Marion County has a rich coal mining history, and many of the people who live here today are descended from those hard-working mining families. In the third part of a three-part series, let's learn about this rich part of our history from one of those descendants. Let's go in depth with Doug Wilson, coal mining historian, Knoxville. Doug and I sat at his kitchen table, looking at a near table-sized map he has made of the locations of mines in Marion County. Now, we've covered lots of the county so far. We've covered Bussey and Marysville, Harvey, Knoxville, Pella. Let's move north a little bit. Were there some productive mines near Otley?
Yeah, there was. Most all of them were to the south side of Otley. And most of that area where they were, that is the underground mines, was surface mined later, or as some people say, they were strip mined later. There was some good mines in there. In fact, Bob, there was a railroad spur that ran right down into that coal area in the early days, and I'm talking about just after 1900. I believe it was called either Marion County Coal or Otley Coal Company. I can't remember, but they dug a lot of coal out of there, and there was at least a half a dozen or eight or ten. Other mines that were underground mines, that was even prior to them going in there and stripping the coal out of there. And I got to know the guy that lived in Newton that had did all the strip mining down in there, at least the major part of it. And there was a lot of coal left when he got there. And so he made a good living right down there just on the south side of Otley.
And how about Swan? There's a little cluster of mines up there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people today, they don't think of Swan. Most people never been there, but a lot of people don't think of Swan as being a coal producing area in Marion County. But there were several mines in Swan, and I tell you, a couple years ago, my cousin Jack Sterling and I, on a day when it was 11 degrees and the wind was kind of blowing, a really cold day. We was up at Swan hunting for a couple of mines that I knew were there, but I hadn't found them. And my buddy up there by the name of Wright, his last name is Wright. We picked him up, and we wanted to follow the old railroad bed, no tracks there anymore. It was just to the south side of Swan, kind of to the south. East side of Swan. I was looking for a Whitebreast Fuel Company mine there, and I'd been looking for that mine for a few years. I knew one thing about that mine that was unique. On each side of the railroad track, there had been a shaft. The first shaft couldn't bring up the amount of coal that the miners were digging, so they put down a shaft on the other side of the railroad so they could load two cars at the same time. And we found that on that really cold day, and it was right there in front of us. And there was still a depression on one side of the track and a depression on the other side that, of course, had been filled in, and then it had sunk down some more, and it was 4 or 5 or 6 foot deep. And there were several other major mines, like the Black Swan Mine and others like that, that were right in the – the mines were right in the town of Swan. And so there was a lot of mines, and also along that bluff, as you're heading towards Runnels, there was a lot of mines along that bluff there that mined in under that bluff to the south that also furnished coal to the railroad.
And Swan was pretty big at one time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. In fact, I've just recently put a book together on Swan that I'm going to, and in fact, I made two of them. I'm going to give one of them to Sandra Houck over at Melcher for their museum, because they have a lot of people stop there during the summer wanting to know, do you know anything about where my grandfather dug coal and wherever that might be. Anyway, I'm going to give her a book on Swan that I've just put together. A kind lady, and I can't call her name right now, up near Swan, her husband put a lot of information together, and And she was kind enough to share that with me, and I've kind of put it in a book form. It helps. It'll help people in the future after I'm gone to know where those mines were up around Swan.
Doesn't Swan have some history with the circus?
There is a story that I read about Barnum and Bailey, I believe, came to that area in the early days, whenever the early days were, Bob. And I don't know whether they had run out of money or what they did, but they offered to put this show on for Swan, and they made enough money that they could let the railroad come and hook onto their cars again and pull them to the next town.
More in depth after this. Doug Wilson and I continued our conversation about coal mining in Marion County.
You know, Bob, before we go on down to the Melcher area, I want to tell you that my dad was a coal miner, and he wasn't a coal miner for a long time, but he was a coal miner for at least a half a dozen years. And although he did work down inside, that's what the coal miners call that, down inside. He got his engineering license, and he was the guy that hoisted the coal cars up and dumped them and sent the empties back down to the mine. And my mother's dad was a coal miner virtually his whole life. And then my great grandfather, he was a blacksmith in the mine, and he came to Iowa directly from Sweden around 1880. Maybe prior to 1880, he came directly to Lucas and worked in the Whitebreast Fuel Company mines there at Lucas and lived in the little coal mine town called Cleveland. But anyway, that's what's really been interesting to me is my family's involvement in the mines and the fact that this history has not been totally preserved. And in particular, the reason I made these maps was there's no one map that I've ever seen produced that has all the old railroad spurs and all these coal mines located. And that's why I've done this. And I've done this for Marion County, for Mahaska County, for Monroe County. I'm working on Appanoose right now. I have done Appanoose, but I'm redoing that. I've done Lucas County. I'm getting ready to start on Polk County, and the coal sort of followed the Des Moines River Valley all the way up to Fort Dodge, and that's about as far north as they dug coal. And I was just last fall up to Fort Dodge and spent a couple days and had three guys up there with me that knew a little about where the coal mines were, but it seemed like when the railroads pushed through Iowa, both from east to west and from north to south and from south to north, and they just crisscrossed. We're just talking about Marion County as an example. They just crisscrossed the state, and they all needed coal. And so there was a great need for coal, and they just all of a sudden it just seemed like the county exploded with coal mines around 1870 to 1900. They just exploded. The early 1900s, it was a tremendous amount of coal dug here in the Midwest, and Marion County wasn't alone. There was other counties that produced a lot of coal, and it was just a phenomenal thing the way that all happened all of a sudden, and it lasted about 100 years, and it's pretty much over. There's still a lot of coal down there though.
And when the age of the steam locomotive ended, that was the end of the era of coal as well, wasn't it?
For the most part, it was. And that happened kind of around 1940. That's when they began using the diesel locomotives and didn't need, although there still was some steam engine locomotives around, they just wasn't in the abundance that they had once been. And so, yeah, that was about the time that the big time need for coal was over, about 1940. And the thing about it was is natural gas was coming in, and people were beginning to find that they could burn natural gas cheaper than they could burn coal, and plus it was a lot cleaner. And so that kind of ended the need for coal, except for the use with the power companies that made energy.
Well, now there's a nice museum down in Melcher, Dallas, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah, there is.
Could you tell us about coal down there and maybe a little bit about the museum?
Well, Melcher was one of the later coal mine communities. I was thinking that it was after 1920 before they started digging coal there for the railroads. And the interesting thing about that Melcher, Dallas area, Dallas was already there, the town of Dallas. Melcher wasn't there. But the thing about the railroad coming through there, they wanted to have a depot. But over here where it went through Dallas, the railroad had to kind of cut through a hill. And so there was no place for the depot because it wasn't level there. So they came back to the south there and started the town of Melcher, which was really a railroad town, because that's where they put the depot and so on. But their first mine, the first mine in that area that was of significance, was the Consolidated Indiana Mine Number 1, and that was south along the track, south of Melcher, probably at least a mile. And then, of course, there was Consolidated Indiana Number 2, which was kind of to the northwest of Melcher itself, and there was the Red Rock Coal Company that was right near the Lutheran Church there in Melcher, and various other mines that were in that area that were nice producers, nice piece of coal there. In fact, there's a lot of coal left in that area,
and a nice museum to go and learn some more. Lots of interesting artifacts.
Yes, Sandra Houck is a real force behind that museum, and puts in a lot of time there, and has worked on the displays and so on. And I know other people in town have too, but I'm sorry I don't know their name, but I know Sandra has spent a lot of time there. And they have some nice displays there, lots of pictures, lots of original tools that were used in the mine. In fact, my family, my mother's side of the family, the Barnetts, gave them a coal car that was used down in our family mine. And they have it setting in their museum there also. And they have lots of printed material and literature there that's also of great interest. And every now and then, if you happen to be in there, you'll find someone in their reference room looking up information on their families and so on. And so they have a nice museum there, and they've worked hard to make it nice.
More in depth after this. Doug Wilson and I continued our conversation about coal mining in Marion County.
You know, we've got enough coal in the state of Iowa here to take care of all our energy needs here in Iowa for at least 250, 300 years. And it's laying under the ground, and we're not using it. And I don't know, I'd like to see them start digging coal again, and I'd like to see us start making a lot more power out of burning coal. And I'd like to, we're trying to... What's happened is these natural gas companies, they just keep raising the gas price. We don't have any other way to go except burn gas or burn coal or use atomic energy, and everybody seems to be against that too. And so I'd like to see a time in the future when we get back to digging coal here in Iowa and making our own energy. And the other thing is, you know, there's processes now, Bob, that where you can make it's already been done where they make fuel out of coal, and we've got enough coal in the United States to take care of all our energy needs and to make fuel for our trucks and cars and everything else. Of course, you know, a lot of the today now They've got equipment that dig all the coal. And you take a mine that used to take 200 people to get out the tonnage that was needed every day to make a good profit for the owner. You can do that now with 15 people. Yeah. Because of the equipment that they have available in the mine. They've got equipment now, Bob, that actually just grinds the coal off the face. Just grinds it off and loads it right in these cars and away they go.
So you don't need that human element anymore.
Nope, you don't need it anymore. And there's a few guys still around that have mined coal that way, right here in Marion County. Yeah.
So let me ask you the question that you've asked some gentlemen before. If there was a mine just south of town, about a mile or so, and you were a young man again, and you knew it was a good owner of the mine, would you work in a coal mine?
No. No, I wouldn't. It's hard work.
Thanks to Doug Wilson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
Muscle and blood and skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.